friends, this year should be a special schuz for Reb Jeremy Wernick Shlita and his whole family, for it is he who inspired these shiurim. We're going to be learning the Sfas Emes B'Siyata D'Shmaya. We're starting with Tuf Reish Lamed Dalid and his Ma'amar Mansukis, Dibur HaMaschil Mitzvahs Arav. It's well known that the Arba Minim are Keneged, the four types of Jews. Esrog is those who have taste and smell. Torah and Maisim Tovim. Lulav is Keneged Elu, that have Tam V'lo Reach, that have taste and no smell. Hadasim is smell with no taste. And Aravis are no taste and no smell. So you have all these different types of Jews, and they're all bound together. So it's interesting that the Dafka, the Min, the species that has no smell and no taste, Keneged Pshutei B'nei Yisrael, that is what the rabbis chose to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sayom on Oshana Rabbah, when we do the Hakos and the Hakafos with the Aravis, the Hadavar Omer Darshani. And this is truly a wonder. As the Heilige Rebbe says, Mitzvah Sarava Boshana Rabbah Shebachu Chachamenu Zal Barava Yosem Yibuchol Aminim. Why do they choose the Arava more than the other Minim? Arava is connected to those who have no time and no reach, no taste and no smell, no Torah, no Ma'amis and Tovim. Keep a emes mizen nikar yeser dveikus b'nei Yisrael Hashem Yisbarach. No, the truth is that from this you see, from this is recognizable the clinging that the Jewish people have, the attachment the Jewish people have to Hashem. Ki me'ayin boch avivus b'nei odem halala. Where does the love that Hashem has for these people, where does it come from? Rak shebnei Yisrael nikru banim l'malkom. The Jewish people are God's children. V'yesh b'chol ish Yisrael dveikus b'Hashem Elokim. Every Jewish person is clinging to God, is close to God by his very nature. K'ma shekosev atem dveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem ayom. So we're clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the special gift that Klal Yisrael has. K'siv yashkenim v'neshikos piyu. Ki tov nodechu miyayin. Kiss me from the kisses of your mouth. Because your love is greater than wine. Perish neshika kamo hashaka b'mayim. Shalideshim is dabik b'sharisho nasa tor. We know there's a concept in mikvos called hashaka. Hashaka is when you're machaber water, detached water, to already existing water. You take mayim she'uvim, and then you put it in the mikvah. So that's hashaka. So you shakenum in a shikos piyum ilashon hashaka. We're dvukim, the Jewish people, in our deeper sharesh, to our source. Kuchabrichu b'Yisrael chadheim zorach elikim alayin gimel amad aleph. Torah is like water. Torah was planted deep within us. V'chai olam nata v'sochenu. So this is what accomplishes the hashaka, this bond between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perish neshika kamo hashaka b'mayim shalideshim is dabik l'shar shanas hatar. If you're dabik in the root, in the water that's from the ground, Hashem in the nimshel, will come tar. Ken hatar shenikris mayim nitin l'bnei Yisrael. Torah is called mayim, was given to Jewish people. K'mash kasav chaye oilam nota b'socheinu. And it's planted deep within us. A wonder that the rabbis have the power to add on to the Torah, but they do. And the words of the rabbis make a roshim, they make an impression in Shemayim. As it says, Lakel Gomer Alai, we finish it off. It says, your love is greater than wine. Because all year long, the nesachim, the libations are from wine. That's the mitzvah ma'isim tovim that the Jewish people give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has nachas ruach, he has pleasure from Bnei Yisrael and not from the nations. Ubesukkos mayim, and on sukkos we do mayim. Ha'inyan shegam b'li ha'ma'isim, rak mitzad etzma b'ri, yesh gam kein dveikus otzma b'nei Yisrael, yesim mikol ha'umos. The union is, even without Maisim, just mitzad etzim abriya, we have dveikus b'Hashem more than the other nations. Zenis bar b'sukkis. And this became evident on Sukkis. So that's what it means. That it says in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hamad Aleph, Knesset Yisrael Seh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seh for Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam, Raven Lai Divrei Deodecha Yosem Yenei Shel Torah. That we say that this Neshikor, this Chibor, this Kesha that we have is greater than us than the Ayin of Torah, than Torah and Maisim Tovim. And Sukkis, we pour water on the Mizbeach. The whole year it's wine. So we're reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu about this Neshika, this Chibor, this Hashaka. Ki Chelek Hashem Amo. And that reminds Hashem of His love for us. We're part of Him. That's why we need guarding, because this shows the specialness of the Jewish people. So we need to be guarded by the shade of the sukkah. We're happier about our etzim closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than what we are zocha ali de maaseinu. Maaseinu was totally, we're good boys, we're bad boys, we're good girls, we're bad girls. But on Sukkot, we're saying it doesn't matter, because we're Hashem's children. What can a deeds of a person do? Your love is greater. We love the love that comes to us because we're part of you more than we love what you that you appreciate us for our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. This unconditional love. We love the chelek Hashem amo more than we love the or we zochah through our deeds. So that's the Arava is no tam and no reach dafka. And Hashem, Rabbi, we say Hashem, you love us no matter what. It's the highest expression of love. Beautiful. We move forward now, v'siyata d'shmaya, to tav reish mem aleph dibra maschil Hashem, Rabbi. We learn in the Mishnah of us, have a zan of la rais vati rosh l'shuol, and we should be the tail of lions and not the head of foxes. So this means that a person has to strive to go b'madregos. Lalos b'madregos, and to place himself in high places, and even in these places where he'll be low, he'll be considered pachol shebepchusim. In other words, you should be a zanav l'arayas, you should be a tail to the lions, not a head of the shualim. So in other words, not about my own chashivus, it's about how close I am to Hashem. That's the Rebbe says. Now, Chazal Baruch Hu Barav Yisroel Mizdeil Hashem Em Torah Mitzvahs. Chazal chose the Arava, which is a remnant of those who have no Torah, no mitzvahs. V'inyan al pi mashkas of Adam Heimot Roshi Hashem. V'darshu Chazal Shirim Adas U'Masim Ka'adam U'Masim Atzman Kebehema. God will save man and animal. Chazal Darshan, that we are as clever as man, but we make ourselves dumb like animals. We just cling to Hashem. We don't think for ourselves. We just do the will of God. And through this, Toshi Hashem, God will save us. Gevaldik. Hashana Rabba, we're just making ourselves like an animal. That's the Chashivas. No Torah, no mitzvahs, we're nothing. That's Hashana Rabba. And through this, Hashem saves us. Apia Mishnah, Arak Lahavina Chashivas, Shemisimatsin Kebehem, what's the Chashivas of making ourselves like a behem? Apia Mishnah, Vizan of Larais, Vati Rosh Shualim, make yourself a tail to the lions and not the head of the foxes, perish. Hikam Madregas Yesh, Bavadesh, Makomus Madregas, Kamar, Bidas Nashav Kebehem. When I saw Rotsin Laskar, Bela Vizbarach, with us no Shemin Raf Shabon, Lakomus Halosh, and Lashav and Kebehem. So there are many different Madregas. And there are places that even somebody who's clever is like a behemoth. When you go high enough, you end up being low. You go to the top class in MIT, as smart as you might be, you're going to probably find there are a few people there a little smarter than you. Well, I should speak for myself. I would find. But maybe you're not. In any event, that's the idea here, that we want to raise ourselves to high madrega, that even if we're arumim b'das ka'adam, we have the cleverness, we have the wisdom of man, of a human being, we nevertheless want to be like behemoths. We want to go so high up that we're in like the big leagues. So you're right, in double A ball we could hit 360, but when you get to the big leagues you're only hitting 220. But you're in the big leagues. We'd rather be in the big leagues. We'd rather be as close as possible to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not about our own success. It's about doing the will of Hashem, getting as close to Him as possible. And through this, of making themselves like a behema, we are able to elevate ourselves to this place. So that's our goal. Our goal is we have to be mevatel ourselves, make ourselves like a behemoth, and then we can go to that really, really high place. That place that even those who are ruim b'das ke'adam, those who are very clever, very smart, they end up being like a behemoth. They end up in that league. They're in such a high league. They end up being like a behemoth. And that's why Chacham chose the Arava, people who don't have tam bereach. What does that mean? It means that even though people have tam bereach, they make themselves like those who don't have tam bereach. We make ourselves into nothing, and through that Hashem saves us. We cry out, we scream out, Hoshana, Hoshana, Hoshana. And through that Hashem saves us, because we're making ourselves, we say, what are we? We were just an Arava, we're nothing. Like a behema. So please save us, we need you. Beautiful, now we move on to Tafresh Mem Hele, Hoshana Rabbah. And every day of the Chag, we say Tfilas and Bakashas, most of the Tfilas the rabbi set aside for Yom HaRava. We find Yom HaRava is a very special day. Hoshana Rabbah is a special day. It says in the Medrash that an Arava is like Sfasayim, it's like lips. And lips, if you look at the shape of the Arava, leaves like lips. And lips is where the kol and the tefillah come from. So the Arava symbolizes this person who's impoverished in his deeds, but he can pray, cry out and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Holy Rebbe, Mashikavu Chazal, Rova Bakashas B'Yom Zeh. Why are there so many Bakashas on this day? Ki Arava, again, Tafresh Mem Hei, Dibur Askel Hoshana Rabbah. Ki Arava, who also in Shalem Tam Berech Rak Tefillah. They don't have mitzvahs, they don't have Torah, they just have Tefillah. Valzek Siv, Panal Tefillah Sa'arar, Shu Er V'Reik Mikol. Turn to the Tefillah of the Arar. What's Arar? That's for somebody who's empty. Empty. That we go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who's empty of everything, this Vesemes says. And we say, answer us. We're nothing. Varemes ka'arar ba'arava. Like this type of tree, I forget what the name of the tree is. But this type of tree in the desert. So it's dry, it's empty. That's what we're saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Tefillah Asim Eskabel Spiyos Eksiv Sham Tefillah L'Ani Kiyatov L'Fnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicho. The Tefillah of an Ani. That's this Tefillah that we're trying to pray. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this prayer of the Ani, that we're nothing, we have nothing. So it's in the same parak of Beis. Starts out Tefillah Ani, then we get up to Panel Tefillah Sa'arar. Go to the Tefillah of this poor empty person. So when a person in Ani has no schuyos, his whole goof, his whole pnimius is wrapped up, tefillah Ani kiyato, it's all wrapped up in his tefillah. And it says in the Zohar HaKadosh Chelek Aleph Chof Gimel Amid Beis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu places aside all the other tefillahs and accepts this person's tefillah. V'yisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu minach kol tefillahs v'makabal v'kol tefillahs Ani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts aside all the other tefillahs first and makabal tefillahs Ani v'yishlam rizeh perish ha'pasik v'lo bazaz tefillahsam. This panel tefillah tzarav lo buzzes tefillah sim. He wasn't mevaz of the tefillah of these poor people. Midaik men d'shem redem le tefillah so, because it starts off the pasuk tefillah tzarar. It says starts off lashon yachid. Why does it end off in lashon rabim? So Sfasemis says, Rak beemes kol adalamina motzim shishmem tam berech fuchule kulam noshu alde arar. Everybody is saved. So that's what it means lo buzzes tefillah sim. All, even those tzaddikim. Well, I've turned my son told me even they are saved. Since the Pchusim join in, all of the tefillahs are accepted. The Rav is like lips. And it says in the pasuk, "Kuchut hashani," like a scarlet of your lips, and your words are beautiful. Darshu Chazal yimehegalus, oinsim shehem kemidbar shemama. So Chazal darshan that it's talking about the galus, that in the days of galus, which is like a midbar shemama, umidbarech, nevertheless, nave. It's beautiful. The lips, the tefillah is beautiful. That's what the same theme that we've been seeing in this Fasemes, this notion of being dry and empty and far away, and then we daven knowing that we have nothing, and then Hashem saves us. Now we move to Tav Reish Mem Vav, Dibur Maskil B'Yom Hashana Rabbah. Shana Rabbah is the day of the Chitum, like it says in the Mishnah Berurah, Tafrei Samach Dal, Tziv Katan Zayin, that since everything goes after the Chitum, after the sealing, so we have to be Marib at Tfilos and Bakoshes on this day, like Tfilos Nila and Yom Kippur. So Dafka, this day, Chazal chose Minig Netilas HaRava. So why HaRava, the Sfasemis asks again. Also, what's the name of Hoshana Rabbah? It's mashmah that we're not Marib Yeshua's. One, Hoshana Rabbah, one big Yeshua. What's that big Yeshua? So it's well known that the Arava symbolizes those who have no time and no reach. People realize they have nothing. And David HaMelech, the Yishpizin of today, of Hoshana Rabbah, didn't have anything of his own. David HaMelech was a Kli Muchan, and they poured within him a Luchan Godless. And his whole Avoda was to guard this Malchus and this Godless that he had, this kingship, Lashem Shemayim. On the Arava, it says that Pia Chalak, smooth. The leaves are supposed to be smooth, as opposed to the Tzafzafa, which is like a sword. So what's this Chalak? That we have nothing on our own. We have nothing on our own. See, this Fasem is inside. The Yom Hashanah Rabbah Shebrachu Chazal Mitzvah Rav Shnekro Minig Nevim. This is called Minig Nevim, that they're taking the Arava. Ki Arava Yikra Chavivus Shnekro Shekadosh Baruch Hu Bocher B'nei Yisrael Shesh Mem Miskarvus Be'etzim. It shows Hashem loves us Be'etzim, like we've been talking about. Agam Shem Bem Tam Berech Min Kolz Arav Mem Lefanav Arava Arav, and we're sweet to Him. Even though we have no time berech, no Torah, no mitzvahs, who means David HaMelech, less than the Gormei Klum. And that's the meat of David, who has nothing of his own. Rak Mashu Kli Muchan, the Kav Lishmo Kol Anitan, Bo Milamali. He accepts what's given to him from above. Zeo Simen, Perish Chalak. Vise Min Hagen Shal B'nei Suaf, Bishen Nevim, B'nei Nevim, Min Yisrael Torah. We know that our Min Hagen are like Torah. And this is called Minig Nevim. For Mitzat Shem Chavni, Batzmus, Nodas, Leonov, Zeidu, Shishlam, Dveikus, Betzim, Lamala. That's what's happening on this day of Arava, that we get great Yeshuas. So the Gemara says in Sukkah, Lamed Aleph, and Aleph. Hezu Arav, Hezu Tzavtifa, Arav Kanashelim Edom, Kanashla Edom. It's red, the branch, Valashla Mashach Upiacholak. It's drawn, it's longer, and it's smooth. Tzavtifa Kanashla Lavan, Tzavtifa, it's white, the branch. Valashla Ogul, it's round, the leaf. Pia Domla Magel, and it isn't smooth. Goes in and out, like not a sword, but I can't think of that instrument that they use in the field. But I know there's a word for it in English, and I'll assume that the listeners also know. In any event, so that's what the difference is. That we're chalak, we don't have anything on our own. Whereas the round, so that's somebody who's sort of going round and round and asking. Kiviyachol. But when you're smooth, So then it's like, you have nothing on your own, smooth, flat. Maybe that's the symbolism. Maybe it's not. But al kol panim, what's definitely 100% true is that the arava symbolizes this poverty, that we have nothing. So the Rebbe says, continuing, so why is minig Yisrael Torah? Because when we have a minig, we're mechaven to what? To Das El Yona, to what Hashem is thinking. And that's Eidus, that testifies that we have Dveikus Lamala. And on this Bechina is the Iker Kitruk, Tzichnias Noshi B'Shua Rabba, B'Zeh Chelik Shel Bechinas Arava. That's the Kitruk, that we're not so close to Hashem. And we have to be saved Bechinas Arava, that we are. Lo Achinam Kabu Chazal Arbe B'Koshas B'Yom Zeh. B'Karua Oshana Rabba, it's not for nothing. The rabbis made a lot of bakashas on this day. They call it Oshana Rabbi, Yomachem Shal Sukkis. So it's revealed on this day through the mitzvah of Sukkot Dveikus Bashem. The word I said before about the Magil isn't, it has, it needs more Ian. So don't use that as your bar mitzvah drasha. So now we're Zokot to Dveikus Bashem. Because we were Zochim, we went in the Midbar after Hashem to great Madregas, high Madregas. Yimtzei, we found him Beretz Midbar. Yagati umatzasi. If we found him, it means that we toiled. We found him in the Midbar. See, if you shelter the Vakish, it's Dvar Hashem, Ukamokain. They're going to go around seeking Dvar Hashem. Ukamokain. B'choleis, HaShkadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyocha, Matmin, Matmonius, Losen, Vakshin, Mr. Dvar Hashem. God is always hiding gifts for those who want to seek out the word of Hashem. Ukamokain, Mishimi, Miyat Nechaim, Sacha, Bashuch, Bachus, Ashkecha. Uvamidbar in the sky and bepoal yeshkenim yishkos piyuv utveka shenikra shaka v'chibur. So if somebody wants to seek out God, God's going to give to him, and that's what happens in the midbar. Yishkenim in the shikos piyuv, that God kissed him with the kiss of his mouth. That's what he said before, is hashaka, is chibur. A kiss is dapka, it says in the Zohar, is dapka rucha barucha, the two spirits are combining achati yashad yizek ketrugim. But now they're ketrugim. Now we have to do it in a hidden way, showing our dveikus b'Hashem. But lasid lavo, now we don't have to worry about it. But in the meantime, we have to go b'tzina. So today is this day of ketrug, but nevertheless, we have this mile of b'nei neviim. That minhag Yisrael Torah, that we're able to be mechaving to the Ratzon Elyon, and that shows how connected we are. So we have to cry out. We have to cry out to Hashem. He should save us from these ketrugim, and He should show us that we really are connected. We really do have a shaka. We really do have chibur. We have dveikus. The last piece we'll do on Hoshana Rabbah, Tav Reish Nun, Dibur Maschil Yom Hoshana Rabbah. Yom Hoshana Rabbah, Mashkabu Chazal, Rov Tfilos Bizeh Yom. Why there's so many Tfilos on this day? Karakasav Neshikor Hoshana Rabbah, Shechom Lihivosha Bo Afilo Shvelim, Baderes Shvelim, Shebechina Sarava Loi Tam Beloi Reach. This is a time where even the lowest generations can be saved. Those that don't have time, don't have Reach. Yesh Lahabinu Kein Ma Kochim, so what's their Koch if they have no Torah, no Mitzvahs? Ach Siv Dalosi Vili Yoshia. I was poor and you saved me. Perish al deshi yodim shem dalim. If we know we're poor, dalosi. If it's tzrichim livasha, then we have to be saved. L'hem ha'yishur, we're going to be saved. Alfi shini adal, even though I'm poor, lino eloshia. It's still pleasant to save me. When we tam anal, in other words, we realize we're poor. That's what gives us the schutz. We realize we're nothing, and then we're worthy of redemption. It's all Hashem. Kedisa v'gemar lo amrubchem chashak Hashem b'chem ki atem ma'at mikol amim. God doesn't love us because we're many, He loves us because we're few, meaning few is not only in the quantity, the quality, we're so small. Ma'at in atzvachem. We make ourselves small, we make ourselves into nothing when Hashem is mashpi alehem tova. When Hashem gives us tova, we make ourselves into nothing. That's what it means, atem ma'at mikol amim. V'chaynu b'emes midasim shel b'nei Yisrael. That's the meat of the Jewish people. Shekadosh Baruch Hu mashpil em b'chazdoi. Mizbonanim ha'emes shein ruim l'kach. When God gives us His chesed, we look in truth and we see we're not worthy. We're not worthy. V'chaynu amidu kikrei Yeshua l'dalim. And that's the meat that the Ikrei Yeshua goes to the poor. V'lechayn ikrei Yeshua shi'abu mashil tzidkenim heiru v'yameinu. Muchan daf galios b'daras Hashem. That's why Mashiach is going to come now, Amir Tzashem. So low the generations are. Because he's mashpia b'chazdom, we see that we're really not worth it. And then we get more. Because the Ikri Yeshua is to the Dalam. The Ikri Yeshua is to people who realize they're nothing. Kam perish talosiv li oshihani afilu achar Yeshua nesharim dalam. Not only are you worthy of the Yeshua when you realize that you're poor and you have nothing without Hashem, but after the Yeshua you remain poor. Dalosi, I remain poor, even though li oshi, even though God saved me, I realize it's b'chesed elyon. B'chen b'dalad minim ha'arav tzricha l'zbata l'shar ha'minim. The Arava has to be bottled to the other meaning with Simon Ben Arava Shalla Shalla. Mashal Tzasfala Agu. Shemeh Ashiflus Aysel Obinyan La'atzma Psula. Aval Arava. Mshechis. Acharmina Magvoim Imenu. Bezeh Olam Mashuch. So what's the idea of the Tzavtifa? It's round. It has its own structure. But the Allah is just drawn. It's long. It's drawn. And it's drawn after the other meaning. We realize we're nothing. Whereas the round Tzavtifa has its own Chashivas. That's the word of the Tzavtzifa. Ukmo kein doras shalanu tzvichem libatel doras harishonim leos nusham b'schus avosav. So to our generations have to be mizbatel to the earlier generations. Mashuch ala mashuch. It's drawn after the earlier generations to be nosha b'schus avosenu, to be redeemed in the schus of our avos. V'az the Yeshua mukhenes lenu b'yosim ala harishonim. Then the Yeshua is more prepared for us than it is for the earlier generations. We're drawn after them. V'zed alosi, I'm so poor v'li yoshia. And therefore I'm worthy of being saved. And then after I'm saved, I remain pure. I remain poor. After I'm saved, I remain poor. Hashem is Baruch Hashem, Ozedalim, Yerachem, Yochus, Yoshiel, Amen, Yvadal. God, who helps the poor, will have mercy and save his poor nation. Shema, Nucha, Lassos, Lios, Yosedalim, Mikamonu, Atav, Hashem, HaYeshua. Who could be more poor, more impoverished spiritually? Says the Sfasemis. 125 years ago, 127 years ago, than we are today. But I think that if you'd be living today, you would say that oy vavoy, in this generation of the cell phone and the Twitters and the iPhones and the earphones and the smartphones and all the other things that we have today to bring us lower and lower and further away, all too often from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a shame. Just at least we should realize how far away we are. And that's Chus Hashem saves us. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful idea. Tov, sweet friends, we should all be Zaychem, Mitzvah Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer all our tefillahs. I'm already after tefillah. You're listening to this. You're probably also after tefillah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishma called tefillah, Seinu Barachamim. And all the times we screamed out, Ishana, 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 that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take us, save us, Dalosiv Li Yoshia, because we realize how poor we are, how far we are. We realize where our Rav is. And that's chus will be zocha to the geula shalem of Meher v'yamein, v'yamein v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.